This is at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time of this Monday morning is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Democratic National Convention getting underway in Chicago today. President Biden is the main scheduled speaker. Vice President Harris will accept her party's nomination later this week.
Harris set to deliver her speech on Thursday.
It's coming along. I feel good about it.
She and running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz stopped in Pittsburgh on a bus tour en route to the DNC in Chicago. The city expecting 50,000 visitors, including several thousand protesters.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Chicago. Negotiations on a Gaza ceasefire set to resume in Cairo. Secretary of State huddled with Anthony Blinken, huddled with Israeli President Herzog, saying it's time for the parties to get to yes and stop looking for excuses to say no. Reports from Russian military bloggers say Ukraine's military blew up a third and final key bridge in the Kursk region of Russia it invaded almost 2 weeks ago. An undetermined number of Russian soldiers are apparently now cut off from resupply. This is ABC News. Ongoing work to identify black victims of the Tulsa race massacre of 1921 found more victims in a local cemetery. Carrie Stackelbeck is the Oklahoma State archaeologist.
We have three additional confirmed gunshot victims. Two of those gunshot victims display evidence of munitions from two different weapons.
The bodies inside wooden caskets used to bury the dead from the massacre at the time. Forensic anthropologist Phoebe Stubblefield.
It is our mission to get these people reattached to their family if possible and remove them from being unknown individuals or discarded individuals.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
The people that we are searching for, our fellow Tulsans, they're not just names in history. These are our neighbors who were murdered in horrible ways.
Experts believe more than 300 people were murdered, but only 26 death certificates were ever issued. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A high near 80 degrees today. It'll be a great day, mostly sunny skies and low humidity. North winds will be around 10 miles per hour. Tonight's forecast, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny and just a bit cooler, a high of 75. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 76. Partly sunny and mild Thursday, 78. And Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower through midday, and a high of 80 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 81 here at the studios. Rise and shine time and 59 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Monday morning, August 19th. Welcome to another week here in Southwest Wisconsin. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sounds of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope.
Start the day in a positive way with Lee Greenwood, and You'll Never Walk Alone. Before that, a national anthem performed by Michael Austin. Good morning, friends. Here we go. We start another week in southwest Wisconsin as the weeks go a little quicker, it seems like, and we head toward official start of school, and then it pretty much says that's the end of summer. We have our first high school football game this Friday night, so things are moving toward that next level, toward the next chapter of 2024. We hope you had a good weekend, a nice weekend for us. Spent a little time with family and friends and just enjoyed some really nice weather. And today should be no exception. It sounds like it's going to be tremendous today. So maybe take a little time to stop and smell the roses if you can. Here's Kenny Rogers as we get at Monday.
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart, make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees, make him start giving. Living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart. Tell her you don't have the time, so you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go, and how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind, you got your heart at the wheel.
wanna start sharing. It's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, Burnham Lumber, Highland School District, and Chitwood Electric.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground. Take away their wings and the birds will have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. And take away their feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. And take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, Minari, my darling, when spring is in the air and the fall-headed birds all whispering everywhere, when you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk. Sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around? And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean? And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen? How about a little so the birds won't have to whisper when they sing? Choo-choo. And how about some common sense that won't be blocking traffic in the spring? Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the ball-headed birds all whispering everywhere, when you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk. There's Tennessee bird walk.
A WRCO classic right there, the Tennessee Birdwalk. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. It is 5:15. Good morning. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Appointments are encouraged. To make one, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org.
The American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland will host a pork supper coming up from 4:30 until 7:30 tonight at the Avoca Village Hall. The cost of the meal is $10. The final pork supper will be held September 16th. And the regular monthly meeting of the Boaz Village Board will be tonight starting at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda can be accessed at boazwi.gov/meetings. Reminders from our community calendar today here on the radio. WRCO giving you the wake-up call. Pretty good weekend for the Brewers, huh? That's the understatement. Not a real good night for the Packers. Here's Ronnie Millsap. We'll have more coming up in sports.
I broke your heart, dear. I was untrue. And now I've lost you. What can I do? I hope you're happy, baby, for I'll get by. Too late to worry.
Too late to worry.
Too blue to cry.
Coming up next, a look at sports, and I believe the aerobic polka is percolating as well.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold up to $6.10, beef cross bed calves $800 and down, with the 6 to 70 pound lightweight calves selling from $250 to $340. With the lack of the big fleshy beef cows, we saw the bulk of the slaughter cows sell from $1.05 to $1.22. We had a few big fleshy open Holstein heifers. They sold from $151 to $160. The Jersey cows $50 to $80. A few 400-pound black and red steers sold from $280 to $330, and some 760-pound red crossbred steers at $220. County fair time will soon be here. Be sure to get out and support the youth at your county's beef animal sales. A lot of the funds they receive will go towards their continuing education. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us.
For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
It is 5:21. Yesterday in home talent baseball, Verona was a winner over Sun Prairie, 10-1. And Sauk Prairie got the win against Evansville, 3-1. On the major league scene, Colin Ray and two relievers combined on a two-hit shutout as the Brewers defeated the Guardians 2-0 for their fifth consecutive victory. The National League Central leading Brewers improved to a season-best 20 games above 500 after going 7-3 on a 10-game homestand that included a four-game split with the National League West leading Dodgers and a three-game sweep of the American League Central leading Guardians. Milwaukee's five-game win streak matches its longest of the season. How about that? Elsewhere, in National League action, Miami 3-2 over the Mets, Washington 6, Philadelphia 4, Dodgers 2, St. Louis 1, and Colorado 3-2 over San Diego. In the American League, Houston 2, the White Sox 0, Baltimore 4-2 over Boston, Texas 6, Minnesota 5, Detroit 3, and the Yankees 2. Elsewhere in interleague play, Kansas City 8-1 over Cincinnati, Seattle 10, Pittsburgh 3, Toronto 1-0 over the Cubs, Tampa Bay 8, Arizona 7, Atlanta 3-1 over the Angels, San Francisco beat Oakland, and final score was 4-2. Rookie Bo Nix led Denver on scoring drives on both of his possessions on Sunday, and the Broncos beat Green Bay 27-2 last night in exhibition football. Also, San Francisco over New Orleans, 16-10, the final score. And you're up to date with a look at sports on a Monday.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Okay, kids. I know it was a rough weekend. Sometimes you overeat and don't get your proper rest, but it's time to kick it into gear with the aerobic polka on a Monday morning.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing, boom, torero. Sing out a song of good cheer.
Ha ha ha! yes, the all-stars of Polkaland there, kicking it in gear on a Monday. Lighting the Milk House Show, here's a cool-down waltz for you. Farron Young.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I want to do. She tries but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I've told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Wishing I never met her, knowing if I...
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
A jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Chimmy's shaking Tina, she hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie, she comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. Setting sun until the break of day. There's old Chimmy's shaking Tina, she hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie, she comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place.
Buck Owens going down to Sam's place. Sounds like kind of a fun spot to hang out, right? Anyway, today's forecast calls for a high near 80, a great day with mostly sunny skies. And tonight, partly cloudy to clear with a low of 53, mostly sunny and a bit cooler Tuesday with a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, it is 59 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at 185 a ton and large rounds topped at 65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tractors, trucks, boats, motorcycles, mowers, and more. Online only auction ending August 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Some feed mills are getting overwhelmed with deliveries. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Mid-Missouri farmer Jay Fisher says it's been difficult to deliver corn to the local feed mill ahead of harvest.
We have about 45,000 bushel of corn that was supposed to be delivered this month, and we can't get into Cargill because they're full every week by Wednesday.
He says the feed mill has been overwhelmed with farmers cleaning old crop out of grain bins.
We had a August-September contract, and we have, out of 45 loads, we've only gotten 5 delivered.
He says if new crop corn is ready to harvest in early September, rather than delivering the rest of the old crop corn out of the bin to the mill,
we may have to harvest the new crop and take it straight to town. Maybe deliver those contracts right out of the field.
Fisher says corn prices could be better, but it's a much better crop than this time last year, with corn starting to dry down in parts of Missouri. Tax provisions important to farmers were discussed during a U.S. House Ways and Means Committee field hearing at the Iowa State Fair Friday. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more.
Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra sits on the Ways and Means Committee and says tax issues were at the center of the hearing.
179, depreciation from stepped up in basis to death tax, all these things that affect the producer, the farmer. And we had a really good discussion on these topics because they all sunset here in 2025.
He tells Brownfield the death tax needs to be done away with.
Think about this, is that you want to pass that land to the next generation, and yet it's going to cost you 42% tax. So you want to pass that land to your son or daughter, whoever it might be, that's a massive tax. So we want to get rid of the death tax.
Feenstra says the tax bill is stuck in the Senate and won't get passed before next year. From Des Moines, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A policy expert with the Renewable Fuels Association says the sustainable aviation fuel market lacks transparency in reporting, but a recently introduced bill could change that. Jared Mullendore says the bipartisan legislation could help the market scale production.
The way those industries function and identify their opportunities and create markets where they need to be is based on EIA data. So getting this included is one of those next steps in terms of making SAF a larger contributor to the overall fuel supply.
He says developing the SAF market is a huge opportunity, and that's highlighted by the bill's widespread support.
You've got some co-sponsors, not just out of corn districts, not just out of the expected ethanol production areas, but elsewhere in the country.
And Mullendore tells Brownfield the market opportunity is in the billions of gallons. The bill has 5 Democratic and 2 Republican co-sponsors and is waiting to be taken up by the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for 5 or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
An active day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade took all week to develop. Live deals in the South were marked at $185. That's $1 to $2 below the previous week's business. Live deals in the North were at $190, $2 to $3 below the prior week's weighted averages. And dress business for the week was at $298, $6 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, the best test was on steers, 950 to 999 pounds. They were mostly steady. Steers, 900 to 949 pounds and 1,000 to 1,049 pounds were steady to $3 lower on a narrow comparison. The USDA says demand was good for another light yearling offering. Quality was similar to the previous week, and flesh varied more this week as the cattle came from a couple of different consigners. There were a few more cattle in moderate plus flesh. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 935 to 947 pounds, brought 241 to 243.75. Feeder steers, 951 to 989 pounds, brought 238.75 to 243.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 958 pounds, brought $236. Boxed beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice was up 51 cents at 317.45. Select closed 56 cents higher at 302.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. The cash hog market had a solid week of business. Friday's pullback was no surprise as processors had needed numbers on hand. Overall, demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 231 lower with a weighted average of $83. The Iowa Minnesota closed $3, 1 cent lower with a weighted average of $83.05. And the Western Corn Belt was down 275 with a weighted average of $83. Pork values closed lower, down $1.20 at $98.67. Butts, hams, bellies, and loins were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 464,000 head, up 21,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by direct cash business and lean hog futures into the day lower on profit taking with additional pressure from cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 185 live and 298 dressed. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on the generally favorable crop development conditions. September beans were 12 and 3 quarters lower at 938 and 3 quarters. November was down 11 and a half at 957. September corn was 4 and a half lower at 370 and a half. December was down 4 and a half at 392 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the week's direct business. October live was down 245 at 178.30. December was 250 lower at 178.12. September feeders were 417 lower at 239.50. And with cash and wholesale pressure, October hogs were down $1.42 at $75.07. December lean was $1 lower at $67.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
U.S. farmers may be growing the third largest corn crop ever. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture suggested that conditions are ripe for a huge corn crop this year. Brad Rippey is a USDA meteorologist.
You have to go outside the heart of the Midwest to find any real problems with this crop. We've been talking for weeks about the early heat and drought hurting the crop in the Southeast. That was borne out by the crop production numbers. 65% of North Carolina's corn rated very poor to poor. It was gone a long time ago. Same thing for Texas, where it's dry. Parts of the state remain in drought. 29% very poor to poor there. Pennsylvania, they also got hurt by drought in the last several weeks. 29% very poor to poor. And Kansas, 23%.
Rippey says the soybean crop is in pretty good shape as well.
It shows the power of cool weather during the key reproductive to filling stages of development for corn and soybeans. No change in overall condition this week for both crops.
Rippey says two-thirds of the overall U.S. corn crop is rated good to excellent, and for soybeans, it's 68%. The department suggests it could be the largest soybean crop ever, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farm to Fork with Darrell Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Dairy Checkoff is highlighting the benefits of dairy consumption for mothers and babies. I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield Dairy Update. A new campaign led by the Dairy Checkoff and Milk Pep is designed to elevate awareness and understanding of dairy's contributions to the development of brain cognition in the first 1,000 days of life. That encompasses pregnancy through the child's second birthday. Checkoff organizations led by Dairy Management Inc. and the National Dairy Council want to elevate public awareness and understanding about dairy's contributions to a baby's first 1,000 days. Megan Massano with the National Dairy Council says the American Academy of Pediatrics identified 14 essential nutrients for early brain development, and dairy provides 7 of them. Massano says good nutrition during pregnancy, lactation, and early childhood plays a foundational role, and dairy is an affordable, accessible food group that contributes important nutrients, especially in a child's early years. U.S. milk powder is being targeted for countervailing tariffs by the South American government of Colombia, which claims U.S. milk powders are subsidized by the government. Shauna Morris with the U.S. Dairy Export Council says there's no basis for Colombia's complaint.
In a word, politics. It's as simple as that.
Morris says no U.S. milk powder products receive government subsidies. She says Colombia launched its case in mid-July and set a mid-August deadline to file counter-arguments. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a penny at 55 cents with 3 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 210, 1 sale there. Cheese barrels up a half cent to 225 and a half, but no sales. Butter went up 3 and a half cents to 318, 24 sales recorded in the butter market. Non-fat dry milk went up a penny to 125 and a half with 5 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 79 degrees. It'll be a great day with sunny skies and low humidity. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 53. Mostly sunny, just a bit cooler Tuesday, and a high of 75. Wednesday, partly cloudy and mid to upper 70s. So it's a good forecast this week. That's something, you know, you're kind of on Monday stretching for things to get up and be real positive and chirpy and chipper about. So that's maybe one of those. We have some good weather. We're living right through some good times right now. It is 59 degrees at WRCO Studios this morning. Home of the Light and the Milk House Show. It's 15 minutes before 6.
Oh, the faucet started dripping in the kitchen. And last night your picture fell down from the wall. Today the boss said sorry, I can't use you anymore. And tonight the light bulb went out in the hall. Things have gone to pieces since you left me. Nothing turns out half right now, it seems. There ain't nothing in my pocket but three nickels and a dime. But I'm holding to the pieces of my dream. Somebody threw a baseball through my window, and the arm fell off my favorite chair. A man called me today and said he'd haul my things away if I didn't get my payments made by 10. Things have gone to pieces since you left. Nothing turns out half right now, it seems. There ain't nothing in my pocket but three nickels and a dime. But I'm holding to the pieces of my dream.
Lucy, you won't do your daddy's will. Lucy, you just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave. I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied. Lucille, won't do your daddy's will.
I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. I asked her friends about her, but all that left was time to see you. Please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby.
Jennings on WRCO and Lucille. Tony's weather is coming up just a little bit as we can make plans for this week very, very confidently. It looks like things that are scheduled this week should go on real well here. We should be all right for the many things, the many outdoor plans that we have for maybe the culmination of the Church League softball season or the beginning of the high school football season.
The hardest thing I've ever done. Here I am like a stranger in the house I grew up in and learned right from wrong, and if I did. But the sun never shined enough on daddy's growing older, and mother's never died, but she did. And I remember feeling guilty cause I couldn't. So I packed up all my yesterdays and headed for tomorrow. It's almost tomorrow now. And daddy's little girl is home. But where's the little girl gone? She bundled up her daddy jeans and teeny bopper magazines in search of what her life was all about. Dreams that I trusted and all the playthings have rusted, but here I am a woman somehow, and all those growing pains of yesterday are gonna get me through tomorrow, cause it's almost tomorrow now. And daddy's little girl is home, but where's the little girl gone? She bundled up her daddy jeans and teeny bopper magazines searching what her life was all about. With a little rag doll and Johnny Brown and an old suitcase full of hand-me-downs and a loneliness she knew so much about. Oh, but I can still remember when he used to gaze out this window wondering who I was and what I would become. And it just took a little while for me to get my head together. Growing up's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Donna Fargo on FM 100.9, WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some pretty nice weather shaping up for the next several days with high pressure in control. Should bring us a good amount of sunshine and comfortable temperatures, low humidity. The nights will be plenty chilly, feeling a bit fall-like here, so be sure to have the coats and sweatshirts handy for any evening activities. Now, there is a weak boundary coming in from the northeast today that could provide a few sprinkles or a light shower in central Wisconsin early to mid-afternoon. We think most of that will dry up before getting here, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things. Otherwise, looking down the road a bit, we'll see warmer and more humid conditions move in toward the end of the week and into the weekend. That leading edge of moisture could cause a few showers and thunderstorms in the state Thursday night into Friday. Right now, the best chance is over the northern two-thirds of the state. Here's that forecast for today. Looking quite nice, mostly sunny. High temperature about 79, north wind up to 10, partly cloudy to clear tonight, low near 53, light northeasterly wind. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, just slightly cooler, high in the mid-70s, northeast to east wind between 4 and 9. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 48, high 76, the winds remaining pretty light. For Thursday, partly sunny and mild, low at 50 with a high in the upper 70s. Friday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower through midday for the northern part of the region. Low 56, high 79. Saturday, partly cloudy, warm but humid, low 59 degrees, high all the way up to 85. Another warm and sticky day on Sunday. Partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon. Low at 65 with a high of 87 degrees. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. 1. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, 59 degrees, mostly clear, and some light fog out there. Yesterday's high was 81. The record high, 97, set in 1947. Record low, 42, in 1985. Last year's high was 87, and the low, 63. Sunset will happen just before 8 this evening. This morning's sunrise time, still about 12 minutes away, 6:12 today. Right now, north winds are at 3. Barometer is at 3014. 94% humidity. No precipitation today. We have mostly clear skies. A little bit of light fog out there today. And we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.